Really beautiful in these days, the passages of the preparation of the birth of John the Baptist, his birth, leading up immediately to the birth of Jesus. We see in the first reading that prophecy from the book of Malachi about God sending Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Later on in the gospel, we will see that Jesus says to those who are there, if you can believe it or if you can receive it, John is Elijah. In the sense that John's job to fulfill, to come before that day of the Lord, the day that will be announced in the birth of Jesus. It is really beautiful, the importance of a name. I think in some way it can be lost on our culture, because our names, we choose them for a reason. We choose them because so-and-so was named that, or because my parents had a favorite patron saint or something. But the actual definition of a name, how many of you know what your name means? Usually when I meet a little girl named Sophia or Sophie, I will say, well, do you know what your name means in Greek? It means wisdom. To speak of the meaning of a name, and the name being given for that purpose of meaning. Anthony means precious or priceless. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form my mother and father chose my name because it means priceless. They chose it because of St. Anthony of Padua. The name John means God is gracious. God is gracious. When asked what this child's name will be, in the giving of the name, God is gracious. To know someone's name, to know its meaning, for it to be given purposely, it matters. Both Zechariah and Elizabeth were in agreement. God indeed is gracious. Tomorrow we won't have a morning mass, but the gospel continues. How powerful the words are of Zechariah. You know, every morning the monks and priests and sisters and those who pray the morning office recite this canticle, these words of Zechariah, every morning as a prayer of praise to God. And how beautiful the words of a father spoken to his son about his destiny. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. How many times do you think Zechariah had the opportunity to say those words to John, to speak those words over him, to bless his son, to say, this is who you are. You, my child, shall be a prophet of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, how beautiful the nativity of John the Baptist. But how much more so our rebirth in Jesus. For even Jesus declares, as great as John was, I declare to you that there is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. And yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. My brothers and sisters, know who you are. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. Amen.